This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent. Over the last several years, researchers have identified pieces from as many as 11 ancient canoes which were found submerged in Madison's Lake Mendota.
The dugout vessels are among the oldest ever found in North America. But as Sarah Lear reports, the canoes could be just the beginning of what's left for archaeologists to find in the depths of the inland lake.
3 years ago, while diving in Lake Mendota, a maritime archaeologist glimpsed the end of a carved log sticking out from a sand shelf. That log turned out to be a 1,200-year-old dugout canoe. Amy Roseborough is now Wisconsin's state archaeologist. She remembers watching anxiously as a dive team dragged that waterlogged but mostly intact vessel to shore in 2021.
This is something very, very special. I may not have another moment like this ever in my career. This may not be something that Madison ever sees again.
But Madison did see it again. Less than a year later, divers pulled the second, even older canoe from Lake Mendota. Radiocarbon dating placed it at 3,000 years old. At the time, it was the oldest boat ever discovered in the Great Lakes region. That's until this spring, when the Historical Society announced that fragments from as many as 9 other canoes have been found in that same stretch of lake bed. The youngest canoe in the Mendota Cache is 800 years old. The oldest was scooped out from Elmwood 4,500 years ago. Florida still holds the record for the continent's oldest dugout canoe. That one is more than 7,000 years old. Still, curator Torben Rick of the Smithsonian Institution says the Wisconsin canoe cache is remarkable.
It's an amazing find. I mean, outside of Florida, I don't know of any place in North America that has anywhere close to this concentration of preserved dugouts.
For Bill Quackenbush, the Ho-Chunk Nation's historic preservation officer, the canoes are a physical manifestation of the tribe's oral history. Those stories describe the tribe's presence in the area since time immemorial.
We didn't survive, you know, thousands of years here. We thrived here for thousands of years.
The canoes, Roseborough says, are further evidence of a millennia-old indigenous civilization in what's now Wisconsin's Four Lakes region. She's sending divers out later this year so they can look for more clues.
Maybe this will show us houses. Maybe this will show us storage pits or cache pits down there, and we can say, okay, here's the village. This is why there are canoes at this location.
After years and years at the bottom of the lake, the canoes excavated in 2021 and 2022 took on the spongy texture of a sopping wet bagel. Now they're sitting in the State Archive facility in Madison, soaking in a waxy substance to preserve their shape. Samantha Sauer of the Wisconsin Historical Society leads the way past heavy doors to the room where those canoes are undergoing preservation. Fans were in the climate-controlled warehouse.
We want to be mindful stewards of all of our collections, and part of that includes security. So you're going to hear beeping throughout the way with our different locks to allow us access.
Eventually, the two boats will be freeze-dried so they can be displayed at the Wisconsin History Center when it opens in 2027. But state archaeologists believe the rest of the canoes at the Mendota site are too fragile to excavate. They'll remain at rest under the water while researchers try to learn more about them using non-invasive methods. That includes working with Quackenbush of the Ho-Chunk Nation to map the depths of the lake with what's known as ground-penetrating radar. A few years ago, Ho-Chunk members recreated a dugout canoe from a cottonwood log. Quackenbush and the state's archaeologists believe they'll be able to shoot radar through the bottom of that boat using a GPR device. And maybe that new canoe will connect Wisconsinites to more of its ancient counterparts. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.